Here's a thought I'll title, Enough Variables. And this is an idea that I picked up just the other day. I don't know why it's taken me so long to figure this one out, but I learned a tremendous lesson from Julie Meridian, who we published in Lenswork number 82 with a project called Specimens. And as I was recording the episode of Exploring the Back Issues that featured her work, I had a sort of interesting revelation that I thought I'd share here, and that is the number of variables she introduced into her project. These are still life photographs, and they're quite varied and quite fun, and she did quite a number of them. We published, I don't know, it was maybe 15 or plus or minus in Lenswork, and they were all unique, and they were all different, and they were not repetitive, and they weren't boring, and that's an issue that comes up a lot in project-oriented photography, is how do we avoid repetition? How do we avoid people getting bored after they've looked at 10 or 15 images? Well, maybe one of the keys, at least what I observed in Julie Meridian's project, was the number of variables that she introduced into the project. And by that, this is what I mean. She had different backgrounds that were all related, but different. She had different subjects, all from nature, birds and butterflies and flowers and bugs, and so there was a lot of them, not all the same, so it wasn't all a portfolio of flowers or all a portfolio of butterflies or whatever, but she had a number of variables in the subject category. Then she had variables in terms of the light. Sometimes the light came from the top, sometimes it came from the right, sometimes it came from the left, but it was always a similar light. So they held together visually because stylistically they were all the same, but she had this multiplicity of variables. And then the backdrop that she used not only was different kinds of sheets of paper with different notation on it, but they were at different angles. So sometimes you were looking at the background sort of flat, sometimes you were looking at it skewed, three-dimensional, sometimes it was sort of coming in from the left, sometimes coming in from the right. In essence, by giving herself a number of different variables, maybe four or five or six variables, think of the permutations that you can make if you have four or five or six variables, and within each one of those variables, you have four or five or six different ways of choosing within that. Suddenly, you've got thousands of possibilities that are going to be held together stylistically, but they're all going to be different. This led me to realize that this could be used as a strategy. So that in any given project, if we can identify what the variables are and then play around within the theme of the project with those variables, maybe that's a way to help keep it fresh and different, yet still consistent enough that it feels like the images go together in a project. And the more I thought about this, the more I realized that the projects that I tend to get bored with simply don't have enough variables. The classic is the flower blossom against a black background, and the flower blossom is in the middle, bullseye composition. The only variable in that scene is different flowers. You can have roses and hydrangeas and rhododendrons and etc., but that's the only variable. So after a while, you just get the feeling like, well, okay, plop a different flower in the middle of the picture. But if we construct the project with enough variables, we can insulate our project from having that sense of repetition, which eventually, of course, leads to a certain boredom.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.